Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Patty, she didn't make it. And I'm really sorry.
The semantics game is one that we could play until midnight tonight.
We were not on any mission particularly. We were just looking to pass on something we thought was...
I've got other things to do, to be quite frank with you, for my constituents here in Las Vegas who rely on me to do the right things.
Hey, it's a world-famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, a news talk and entertainment show that is a Alice in Wonderland and a through-the-looking-glass kind of thing, you know, through the prism that is talk radio. Boy, did we have some fun talking with people about Joe. You know, that's a bad way to start the show. Did we have some fun today? Man, we know at least two fatalities occurred when this guy Stack flew this plane into a building in Austin. So forgive me. I guess what I'm saying is the response to this man and what he did has been, in some instances, it's been shocking. In other instances, it's been predictably American, too. Because there are those, and the predictably American part is the part where there are those who are trying to turn this guy into some kind of a hero or somebody whose philosophy should be discussed. Anyway, we're going to have Larry Grover on in our first hour. Larry is with Conservatives of Kern County. We're going to get to talking with Larry about that. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We also would like to direct you to our website, philhendryshow.com. You can watch live streaming audio right now, live streaming and streaming audio right now on our website, philhendryshow.com. And you can also listen to, watch... What am I saying here, man? You can listen to the audio and you can watch the video at philhendryshow.com.
I'd like to slow down and get a drink of water or something.
I don't need any water. Give me that coffee. That'll help me.
God.
Video, watch. Audio, listen. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Now, you know what happened, and it was as bizarre and as typically American as these random acts of violence are. In this case, however, this man timed his act of violence, his act of murder, his, quite frankly, insane act. He timed it so that he could also issue a manifesto of some kind on the internet about the spending and the corruption and the broken system and the, let's see, taxation without representation, all of those marvelous things that have been kicked around by people of late. So he was talking about the fact that his suicide mission was driven by the government. They did it to him. He had no choice, and like that, all right? He's a software engineer. His name is Joe or Andrew Joseph Stack. He was upset with the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. So he set fire to his home and then deliberately crashed his plane into a multi-story office building that houses federal tax employees. The pilot was presumed to have died in the crash. Federal law enforcement officials said, though his body's not been recovered. Two people were seriously injured. A third person was unaccounted for. They say now that there are two people dead, and that would also include this guy, Stack. The crash caused a raging fire that sent black smoke billowing from the seven-story Echelon building. The fire was extinguished hours later. We've got a couple of pieces of audio that we'll play for you here, and then we're going to get Larry Grover on the line with us to talk about this this individual, this Joe Stack, or what he represents or doesn't represent. Here is Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo. He's addressing reports confirming that Stack intentionally flew his plane into the IRS building.
We had a tragic incident here in the city of Austin where an individual took a plane, obviously went airborne in our city, and as you can see behind me, ended up crashing that aircraft, what appears to be a single engine aircraft, into the side.
I can hear it very well, Phil.
All right, hold on.
Due to the fact that our concurrent joint investigation has determined that this appears to be an intentional act, what appears to be by a sole individual, and it appears that this individual was targeting federal offices inside that building.
All right, here is Rick Leventhal of Fox News. He reports on the note left by Stack prior to this suicide mission.
He called, himself called his posting a rant. He said that the process of writing was frustrating, tedious, and probably pointless because of the storm raging, quote, storm raging in his own head. And he's mentioned, he says he worked on it for months. Here's a couple of quotes. He says, I know I'm hardly the first one to decide I have had all I can stand. I choose to not keep looking over my shoulder at, quote, Big Brother while he strips my carcass. I choose not to ignore what is going on all around me. I choose not to pretend that business as usual won't continue. I have just had enough. Shepard Stack says that he was being audited, and he complains that the government has, in essence, bled him dry.
Now, Leventhal keeps reading from the note, which calls for a revolution.
He says, I can only hope that the numbers quickly get too big to be whitewashed and ignored, that the American zombies wake up and revolt. It will take nothing less. I would only hope that by striking a nerve that stimulates the inevitable double standard, knee-jerk government reaction that results in more stupid, draconian restrictions, people wake up and begin to see the pompous political thugs and the mindless minions for what they are.
All right, here's Rick Sanchez on CNN explaining why, in his opinion, this was not a terrorist act.
The semantics game is one that we could play until midnight tonight.
Right.
I think it's best not to play it when it involves one human being
right.
with one grudge directed at one particular group or one particular person. I think if we start stretching the definition of terrorism to involve something like a neighbor's grudge against his community or his neighborhood or
right.
his HO, you know, his homeowners association,
yep.
then it starts getting a little too thin and we start getting a little confused in the semantics. I believe it's correct to stay away from the use of the word terrorism in a case like this.
All right, let's bring on Larry Grover from the Conservatives of Kern County. Larry is a Phil Hendry Show contributor and is also featured on our website as a commentator, soon to be featured on our website as a daily news feed commentator. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Larry, tell me, now I know from reading this man's manifesto, and I did read it, and the man is right, it's tedious.
Well, your opinion, Phil.
All right, hold on. I read it, it is tedious, it's riddled with cliches. Larry, this man was a deadbeat, I guess, with his taxes. The pressures that he articulates are pressures that others live with. The problems that he had are problems that others have to deal with. We're in a period of time in the history of this country that for the last 10 years we have seen unprecedented things, not just with the security of our country, but with the domestic economy of our country. You know, why is this not a fair statement that we're just talking about a weak link in the chain of life? We're talking about a weakling. We're talking about a man who, unlike the rest of us, couldn't take it and as a last cowardly act, blame the government.
Well, I tell you, Phil, that is a mouthful there. I think you know I disagree with you. You know I'm going to speak against you.
That's fine. Go ahead. Tell me why.
Well, I'll tell you why. You talk about him being a deadbeat. I think that's very harsh when you're talking about a United States government that taxes the American people at unprecedented rates, a United States government that is driving us deeper into debt, a United States government, and Joe Stack. Let's talk a little bit about Joe Stack, Phil, because I've been spending the morning poring over different biographies that I've read about him. He was a software engineer. He was a man that started some businesses, and he symbolizes. And the reason why the American people are talking about this is because Joe Stack symbolizes what's wrong with this government. Joe Stack symbolizes a hardworking man who was driven to suicide by the Internal Revenue Service because even though he worked and worked as hard as he possibly could to provide for his family and to create businesses, the U.S. government and the Internal Revenue Service drove him to this act. And
all right, well, let me interrupt you here for just a second.
And you saw the end result today.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second. First of all, you say he worked really hard. He had businesses that he started that he didn't pay his estate income. He didn't pay estate corporate taxes on. He was not paying his taxes. Is the IRS not supposed to come after him for that?
What was he not paying his taxes on?
Well, he had a business here in California he didn't pay taxes on. He also was delinquent with his taxes on another business venture a few years ago. He went out and bought a home in 2007, a middle-class home for sure, but nonetheless, $2,007 are $2,007. And he owns an airplane.
Well, is he not allowed to be a man who has things, is he not allowed to buy a home?
No, I'm not. I'm not saying any of that. But in building up this manifesto and in reading this manifesto, you'd think that this man had nothing as the result of his action.
Let me explain something, Phil, because I don't know that. I think the American people who are listening to this broadcast tonight, they understand me, and it's something I don't think you understand. We have a wonderful opportunity, those of us here, in at least in the conservative movement and elsewhere, we have a wonderful opportunity to... Joe Stack's story needs to be told, and you saying, well, he killed somebody, that is tragic. That is tragic, and that should not have happened. But we've got a great opportunity here to show the world Joe Stack, a hardworking man who was harassed.
What about the fact that he didn't pay his taxes?
You bringing up the fact that he didn't pay taxes or that he killed somebody, I'm sure you enjoy doing that. But
I'm not enjoying it. I'm trying to get the whole story.
Hold on for a minute, if I could just get a word in here, Phil. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that I was cutting you off. I'm asking you about all facets of this.
Hold on. We have a great opportunity. Joe Stack is a symbol to people all over this country right now of a man who did his very best for the American dream and was left. He's almost like left at the door. They closed the door and locked him out, and he's standing in the snow. And
the fact that he decided to take a man's life or more.
You want to keep bringing that up. And
is it not important?
Of course it's important. It's very important. I'm disgusted by it. I know everyone is disgusted by it. Everyone is saddened by it. And all right, so I said that I'm saddened by it, and I don't know how much more of that you want me to say.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm saying, if I'm a conservative, Phil, and as a conservative, I'm a Christian. We know that Jesus was an imperfect man. But in that imperfection, we find a true American story of a hero who can stand for all conservatives, all that conservatives hold dear and near to their hearts. Jesus was imperfect. And
Jesus didn't kill anybody. Are you now comparing Joe Stack to Jesus?
I'm not comparing Joe Stack to Jesus, no. I'm saying that there's similarities in their stories.
What are the similarities in the stories of Jesus Christ and Joe Stack?
You want to keep taking this off the topic here. You keep bringing up, you know, a dead man.
A dead man. You know, I don't even have that man's story. He was a federal worker. He worked for our government. He was an Internal Revenue guy. And I guess, like so many other people that do jobs that the rest of us think are odious, this man served his country as an IRS agent.
Wait, Phil, don't give a speech, all right? I understand. You say they pulled a body out of there, all right. You want to use that, though, to speak out against Joe Stack. And I mentioned the story of Jesus. In that, if you don't like Jesus, we could say Joe Stack is the conservative movement's Che Guevara. He's Che Guevara.
He's Che Guevara, meaning he is. It's a call to revolution.
I don't want to say anything. I love my country, and I would never advocate that. But there's an old saying, Phil: if the shoe fits, wear it.
And if the shoe fit, you know, the last few days here, Larry.
You're asking a lot of questions, Phil, and you're not letting me say what I want to say.
Well, I've got to take a break.
Naturally, you have to take a break, but I think it's convenient you're taking your break right now.
All right, you brought up the names Jesus Christ, Che Guevara, and all of these are symbols of Joe Stack.
I think that it is like, I didn't say they're symbols of Joe Stack, I said there are similarities, and you want to keep bringing up a body they pulled out of the building. I am as disgusted as anybody that Joe Stack, and we don't know yet how that man died.
Who, Joe Stack?
Well, the man that you say they killed, there was another man. I am reluctant to say that Joe Stack did it.
How do you figure a man died in a burning building set on fire by the plane that this Mr. Stack was flying? How do you figure that man died?
I think I'd like to get all facts, if you don't mind.
Did he die of a heart attack?
I'd like to get all facts, if you don't mind.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County about Joe Stack, the man who flew a plane into a building. Authorities say there was at least one dead in addition to this guy Stack. Larry believes that Mr. Stack is representative of the American people, their frustration, their anger. He has even gone so far on this program to compare him in some small way to Jesus Christ and Che Guevara. More with Larry Grover. Should conservative activists use Joe Stack as a hero for their movement? Is he just another, you know, Joe for the conservatives? 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show.
They hit Joe the plumber, but that didn't work.
Hold on for a minute, will you? Hold on.
Phil Henry.
I don't know what he's saying.
Lame. Oh, yeah, you're lame. Nothing like those cats. They're lame. They're lame. Oh, God, they need a life. They're lame. 9/11 truthers suck. Blow it out your butt. All right, I copyright that idea right now.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Talking with Larry Grover here tonight on our program. Larry is with conservatives of Kern County. I appreciate you coming on, Larry. I really do. My concern, of course, is, I want to open this up. But we're talking about Andrew Joseph Stark and the man who has been accused of and the suspect in this plane that flew into a building in Austin. Now, this is a man, and of course, obviously, the identification has taken place. I don't know if there's an official identification. But this is a man who took out the life of another human being, injured several others.
Can I ask you a favor? And I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed that every time I bring up the fact that Joe Stark, you know, we used to have Joe the Plumber. I think this is this is a golden opportunity to make the Tea Party movement more mainstream by co-opting Joe Stack. And you've decided to use all three of his names, and I know what you're doing. It's a typical media trick.
What am I doing?
You just called him Andrew Joseph Stack. It's a typical media trick to make him sound like an assassin or a serial murderer.
How do you? I'm reading from the news story.
You called him Joe Stack. Now all of a sudden you call him Andrew Joseph Stack.
What do you mean? I'm reading from the news story.
Every time there's a serial murderer or an assassin, or one of these sick individuals, they use the three names. They use Mark David Chapman. They use Henry Lee Lucas. They use the other guy, John Wilkes Booth. The people I've talked. So this is the media trick, and I think that it is wrong at this particular point when I'm trying to tell you that this is a symbol of a man, in my opinion, who could be used by the Tea Party movement.
A man who killed somebody.
And again, you keep taking these shots.
That's not a shot. That's a fact. 877-876-PHIL. Where are we going here, guys? Over to Nathan on the Phil Henry Show. Nathan calling from Denver, Colorado. Nathan, you're on with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to go ahead and say that right now you are making all conservatives worldwide sound like complete and utter idiots. You are praising a man who killed
another man. No, I'm not.
You are clearly putting him up on the same pedestal as you are Jesus and other people. You are telling people to look at him for a movement, and you are just sounding like a complete lunatic.
Wait a minute. Why do you keep bringing up, as Mr. Henry's bringing up, there was a man they found that was dead? I don't know if this gentleman, Stack, did it.
Oh, come on, will you? First of all, you've got 13 people injured.
I'm saying if this man's calling himself a conservative, he should be on my side and recognize the opportunities that have been presented to us as a symbol. If he doesn't get it, he doesn't get it.
Well, he's a fellow conservative who doesn't understand why you are doing what you're doing.
Is the caller there? I guess he is.
Maybe not. All right. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another call. We got Jose in Tampa. Go ahead, Jose. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
That other guy, was he from Denver?
Yes.
He sounded like he might be one of these log cabins. That's why.
All right, I understand. Go ahead, sir, Jose.
Okay, what I was saying to the person that interviewed me in the beginning there, my dad passed away in 1990, but we developed quite a few companies, one of them which I'm working now. We always paid our taxes, everything up on the board, everything, and we said several times have been audited, so and we've always come out clear on the audit. So that means because they call me for an audit, I should maybe run my car, because I don't have a plane, but run my car into an IRS.
We're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the manifesto that he wrote, that the U.S. government is leaning on good business people like you, and that Joe Stacked is a man who knows what we're talking about.
What about the plane that he flew into the building that killed somebody?
And you want to keep bringing up a plane that went into a building? Why? What point?
Okay,
what point are you making?
Let me explain something to you. We have ways of fixing things. Like I said, we've been audited several times and always come out clear. If we didn't come out clear,
what's the point? So he killed somebody. He killed somebody. I don't know what else you can do.
All right. Exactly. We'll take a break. Phil Hendry Show. 877-876 Phil. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
What do you want me to do about it?
Phil Hendry.
Phil, 877-876-Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're back with Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County. There must be a disconnect. I understand, Larry, you disagree with me, but we're talking about this guy, Joe Stack. He flies a plane into a building in Austin. There's a man dead. There's an individual dead. Okay?
You brought up the dead body since the beginning of the program. I'm acknowledging this.
Then what is your point? Do you not see that this man killed someone?
Look, this is about shaping the narrative of this story. Look, I'm a conservative who gets it. I don't know how many of them are out there right now, but they got Barack Hussein Obama into office by shaping the narrative. Barack Hussein Obama, and they shaped the narrative. Other conservatives need to help us shape this narrative. Right now, the CPAC is going on, as you know, and they could do some programs and some speeches around this. And what we could do is eventually turn over to the Tea Party movement a ready-made symbol of the resistance to the tax-and-spend policies of this White House and of this government in general.
But the guy is a killer.
You want to say he's a killer? Jesus Christ was not a killer, but Che Guevara was a killer. We can use... And I think it's very unfortunate that I've come on your program and I'm trying to get a message out and you keep bringing up how he went out of business and didn't pay his taxes, and that there's someone dead. I know about that.
Well, you keep wanting to blow this off, and
I'm not blowing one off.
The fact that he might have killed, that he did kill someone.
That you're talking about Stack.
Yes, I'm talking about Stack. He flew an airplane into a building.
I'm listening to you.
He flew an airplane into a building. There's a man that's dead, or a woman that's dead. Somebody that might have a family. Maybe, I don't know.
That's exactly, you don't know. And before we start jumping to conclusions about all the family that this person might have had, or we don't know. They might not have had any family. They might not have been, I don't know. So let's talk about what we do know. And what we do know is that, 2,000 years ago, Phil, there was a man, maybe you read about him, his name's Jesus Christ.
Of course. I mean, you're going to start to try to now compare Stack to him.
Excuse me for a minute, but 2,000 years ago, there was a man by the name of Jesus Christ. And in his way, he flew an airplane into a building. He didn't fly an airplane into a building.
Oh, God.
But, I've had the decency to listen to you, Phil.
Go ahead.
He didn't fly an airplane, and Jesus didn't fly an airplane, but he did, in a sense, fly an airplane into the minds of the Romans and made them nail him to a cross. In his way, Jesus was a terrorist, but not the way that we think of terrorists. And I'm not saying that Joe Stack is a terrorist. Please, I'd appreciate it if this is on tape, you edit that out.
And no, we're live.
Well, I would like you to dump out what I said about Joe Stack being a terrorist, because he's not. Jesus isn't either, but you could say that Jesus was, because he terrorized the minds of Romans into nailing him to a cross. Hello?
I'm here, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know what to say to that. Let's go to Tia in Nashville, Tennessee. Go ahead, Tia.
Well, you're a liberal. Like this Joe Speck person, and I'm a conservative, okay? I'm a proud conservative. But Joe Speck, who flew this plane into this building, is just as much of a terrorist as those men who flew those planes into those buildings on September 11th. He is just as much of a terrorist as Timothy McVeigh was when he blew up that building.
Right.
There's no ifs
and
or buts around that. And you're not going to bring Jesus into this. You sound like an ignorant buffoon, and you're making
fun of conservatives.
Excuse me,
ma'am, but I represent the
conservative.
I'm a conservative.
You do not represent
I'm a conservative,
all the conservatives.
And I represent.
You probably are conservative
right.
on common sense because you don't have any. But and that's clear to see. But Phil, I'm addressing you because he doesn't have any sense. I can't talk to
even
people.
Am I the guest on this program, Mr.
Henry? Joe Speck definitely
is a terrorist. Don't I get to have people talk to me?
Well, I don't. The lady, she's... Well, let me give you my opinion about that, Tia. Tia, let me give you my opinion. I think to be a terrorist...
Good, I'm going to jump in right here now that she's shut up. And the point that...
Would you don't say that, okay? I'm talking to the lady right now.
She finally closed her...
The only reason why I
don't have enough sense. Go ahead, Theo.
The only reason why I don't think he's a terrorist is I believe the government and our law enforcement people, and I agree with them, a terrorist needs to be a part of a larger unit of individuals, needs to be gaining some instruction or information from a larger network. And we have in our country, as you know, Tia, these lone wolf psychotic killers. We've seen them over the years. We've seen them wreak all kinds of havoc. We can call them terrorists. But if, from the legal standpoint, from a law enforcement standpoint, I think it's better to not than do. In the same way, it's better to say that Ted Bundy was legally sane than insane, because he did know what he was doing, and it was wrong.
Well, I want to say something to this lady. What about Jesus Christ? I didn't say that this guy was Jesus Christ.
So we're not even going to go there with you because it's
are you telling me that
the
in his way are you,
you
telling me Jesus
no I'm not telling you anything because you obviously
your point about the Romans the point about the Romans Larry is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, sure. Are you telling me Jesus didn't want the Romans to nail him to a cross? Is that what you're telling me?
We know from the Bible that he was frightened and he said to God, please make this pass this cup from my lips if it's possible.
Oh, well, get a load of Father McCready. And where are you going to be saying Mass next week? I'm talking about...
Are you making fun of me? You asked me a question about the Bible, I gave it to you.
You know what? This lady's not, she's about as conservative as my mother, who loves Barack Hussein Obama, and if she were young enough, would have his kid.
Well, that's the
That's a nice thing to say about your mother. Yeah, that's a nice thing to say about your mother, too. Thank you very much, Tia. 877-876-PHIL. Real nice thing, huh?
No, don't, Phil. The point that I've been trying to make and that you will not allow me to make is that this man is a symbol of the frustrations of the American people.
And when I bring up the fact that he flew a plane and killed a man, what do you say to that?
I say you're right, he did, and let's move past that. You know, he didn't know he was going to kill anybody.
Oh, no, you don't fly an airplane into a building, and you don't know you're going to kill somebody?
He's got a philosophy. Conservatives need to unite, and that lady there is an example of why Barack Hussein Obama won. That woman right there. Because conservatives are more intent on ripping each other apart, tearing each other limb from limb and leaving nothing but blood and gore behind them, then banding together and beating liberals. She would rather throw me under the wheels of a passing freight train than get something done because we've got a great opportunity of this guy Joe Stack, is all I'm saying. And then you come up with the three names.
The three, I'm just reading the news story, and I don't know that it's a conservative's job necessarily to help you. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County about Joe Stack. This man, I call him Joe. It's almost like he's like Joe the plumber, you know?
Well, he is like Joe the plumber in many, many ways. If you think about the symbolism of this man, if you think about the fact that he articulated so beautifully the anger of the American people, and you want to keep coming up with the flew the plane, flew the plane, flew the plane. We know he flew the plane. You're making people sick. the listeners to your show know about it. They don't want to know about that anymore. They want to hear me talk about how we can use this ban as a symbol for the Tea Party and eventually get some kind of program going at CPAC.
Tell you what you do, man. When you get off the phone with me, call up CPAC and see if they can get you in as a speaker. Here is Mark in Houston. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you. I consider myself a conservative, but Larry, you know more represent what the ideal or the intellectual way to approach the problem than anybody I've ever heard. You're so much in the spin cycle, man. You need to unplug that washing machine and get out, because I'm telling you what.
What about what I'm saying is not conservative, Larry? Why am I not conservative than you are? Larry, just like always, you don't want to interrupt. I mean, try to be intellectual here, sir, and let's try to have a decent conversation. That last woman was yelling at me because I brought up the name Jesus Christ, a name that should be brought up more often.
How dare you to use Jesus' name in the same sense? You said he's a terrorist, then he's not a terrorist. Joe's a terrorist. No, he's not a terrorist. I don't think you can make up your mind what you want to do. You just like to talk so you can hear yourself talk.
What are you talking about? What did I do?
You said, Larry, and I know what this gentleman's saying. You were saying the following thing. Oh, well, Jesus was not a terrorist, but he was, because he sort of terrorized the Romans' minds, and that this guy, Joe, he's not a terrorist, you know.
What? What are you
guys delete that on the tape. I didn't want to say that, as I remember
your
words.
Exactly.
I did not say anything of the sort.
It got out over the air.
Oh, Larry.
My understanding was that you were going to dump that. I didn't mean to say that. I misspoke.
Yeah, the truth. You can't stand the truth. You said it.
Hey, all right.
Think about it when you say
but
it.
You see,
please,
you're a conservative.
Joe Stack. And Joe Stack, if there's a way to do it, there's a correct way to do it. Sure, people are not happy. Taxes are maybe too high. The government's spending too much. But we have to approach the problem in a sensible manner. We don't take some guy that flies a plane into a building and say, hey, he's going to be the one that's going to lead us to salvation. What kind of deal is that?
You want to know why Barack Hussein Obama is in the White House right now? Because as conservatives, we get our kicks ripping each other's guts out and leaving them in the sand. And I would like for once to have conservatives band together. We got a guy named Joe... I got the name...
Stack?
Yeah, Joe Stack.
Oh, my God.
You forget this guy.
Here we go.
Yeah, forget the guy's name.
You know what? I've been on the phone all day long. I'll tell you one thing. I saw that plane go into that building. I saw the first flame that leaped out of those windows. I got on the phone with Kenny Everett. You know Kenny, Phil.
Yeah.
And I said, I've got the guy. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, this guy that flew the plane into the building. And I just said one word. I said, Jesus. He said, I got to go. He was immediately on.
Are you kidding me? Are you? And this man said it. Spin cycle.
Give me the name of the person that died
in the building.
The what? Give me the name of the what?
Give me the name of the person that died in the building.
Joe Stack.
I'm talking about, wasn't there another one in the building?
Yes, there was. What's his name?
This is what I mean.
Joe is the hero. But what about that person that didn't have nothing to do with that?
And you're a conservative. I just want to be clear. You a conservative? I don't believe it.
Well, wait a minute. The man
sensible.
Can be...
Sensible.
We had a golden opportunity to present to those Tea Party nymphs, and you know they aren't that smart, a symbol for their movement.
What's the name of the guy that died in the building?
John Brown. There, you happy?
Am I happy?
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. God, that guy's phone is loud, bud.
Here, I got to look into it.
Yeah, you look into it. On the line here with Larry Grover, and we'll just get back to more of your phone calls, more of Larry when we come back. We're talking about this man who flew the plane into the building in Austin, Texas. And Larry is encouraging other conservatives to use this man as a symbol of dissatisfaction with the government. And he's mentioned the name Jesus and Che Guevara and... This is not even out of the news cycle yet. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Hello. L.A. police were able to extinguish most of the fires, but that didn't stop the crowd from growing increasingly rowdy and violent. And then get a load of what they were doing. People were taking pictures of themselves in front of bonfires holding looted stuff. In other words, a dude rips off some shoes, then takes a picture of himself. He takes a picture of himself committing a crime, and he puts it up on YouTube. Whoa, yeah! Go ahead. Hey, turn that down. God damn, turn that music down, man.
Sorry.
It's blowing me right out of my... What's going on with this freaking studio these days, man? I couldn't even hear myself.
I don't know what's going on. I gotta check at it.
877-876-PHIL. Larry...
I just heard you take the Lord's name in vain. I just heard you...
All right, okay. I'm sorry.
I want to ask you one question. Are you telling me that you're happy if it turns out to be true that the Mossad went in and killed that Hamas leader in Dubai?
Yes, I am.
All right. How can you be against conservatives when you have a conservative stand like that?
Well, I'm not against conservatives or liberals. I'm in favor of a good idea. You're telling me that Joe Stack is a great symbol of conservatives and the Tea Party movement, even though he killed someone, even though he is a deadbeat with his taxes, even though he sounds like he's probably got a screw loose from this manifesto, anybody that would read that and think that there's any real continuity in it...
Well, oh, really?
Well, I'll give you an example. Did you read the manifesto?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you know that he calls for... He's in favor of national health care? He's in favor of national health care. He's opposed to the GM bailout.
I'm opposed to the GM bailout.
Are you in favor of national health care?
You know what? You can lie all you want.
I'm not lying, man. It's right there in black and white.
The point... Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I got a ticket off of Priceline.com. I am flying, and I know they're a sponsor of yours, right?
Yes, they are.
All right. I'm flying to one... Look at it. I'm using one of your sponsors, even though you are delighting... In as if I were a scorpion laying in a swarm of ants, you are delighting in poking me with a stick as the ants swarm all over me. I'm going to Washington, D.C.
Brother.
And I'm going to CPAC, and you can brother all you want. I'm going to have Joe Stack.
His name isn't Stacked, it's Stack.
I understand. I'm going to have those T-shirts. I'm going to sell them. And that's what I said, by the way, Phil.
No, that's not what it sounded like, anyway.
Well... And I'm going to sell them, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'll make a fortune selling Joe Stack T-shirts at CPAC. You watch.
And the fact that a man died...
You can say that all you want, and I think the audience now knows that what you're trying to do. You're trying to take the issue away from what I'm saying about when I was talking about Jesus, and you want to make it about a guy that died in a building that got hit by a plane, yes, that was being flown by Joe Stack. But that's the only connection we know of.
The only connection... All right, 877-876-PHIL. I already talked to you about this. You know what I mean. Dennis in Washington, D.C., you're on the air here with Larry Grover. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing? How you doing, Phil?
Fine, thank you.
Your show
very
is
good,
wonderful.
Thank you.
First of all...
Thank you very much, sir.
This guy, Larry. Larry, what in the hell's wrong with you? What connection do
what,
you
what?
Have making Jesus Christ with this psychopath flying plane into an IRS building?
I'm simply saying that there are symbols of resistance, and this guy, you have to admit, symbolizes resistance to a government gone mad with our money. And
the guy flew a plane into a building. How does that represent?
Guy flew a plane. My friend Bobby, he used to live over by the College Park Airport over here in Maryland, just outside of D.C. And
your friend Bobby,
these planes go up and down all the time. Now those guys. First of all, I mean, I got a cousin Dale was in Colorado. He won a big belt buckle in the Saddlebronc Rodeo.
877-876-PHIL. So Larry, you know what we're talking about.
All I know is the following. I've had on your program conservatives talking to me like I'm a Roman centurion, and actually I'm one of the apostles. And
I don't want any more Jesus comparisons. Do you understand?
Did I see Jesus?
You're a Roman centurion, and you're one of the apostles. This guy, Joe Stack, murdered someone, murdered them.
You can't. It's manslaughter.
And no, it's murder.
How do you figure it's murder?
Because he... How do I figure it's murder? When you fly an airplane into a building, okay?
Right.
You're flying that plane for one reason only, and that is to cause death and damage.
Now, wait a minute. When you fly an airplane into a building, you're going to cause damage. You don't necessarily know there's anybody there.
When you fly an airplane into a building during business hours, you are attempting to kill people. That's attempted murder.
All right, it's attempted murder.
Well, guess what? They just found a body of someone other than him, so now it's murder.
Well, guess what? You can't accuse a dead man of murder. So, wow. Are you kidding? Do you really?
You know what I'm talking about, and that would have been the charge at this. Get out of here before I lose my mind.
I got to try something, Philly. Can I get on the phone?
What?
Can I get on the phone?
Hello? Turn that off, man!
What? Well, I was just trying to check it out.
God almighty, it blew my ears out. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Go on over there. You can see live streaming video of the show as well as listen to live streaming audio of the show. And we also have great archives over there. And we have, of course, our video archives of television shows and TV pilots and things like that.
Phil Hendry.